LaPorte Church of Christ, Sunday morning, November 10th, 2024. Second Sunday in November, and time marches on. Maybe a little better attitude in the country this Sunday than last Sunday after the election. But regardless, Christ is still on the throne. And his plan, his will, his law, well, we still have him. And regardless of how you wanted the election to come out, we'll talk a little bit about that later, but we thank you for joining us. We hope you're prayed up this morning. Continue to be in prayer. Continue to pray on that full armor of God. If we've ever needed it, if we've ever needed it, you know, I think we've won a battle, but we haven't won the war. We continue on, and so we need to be armored up. We need to be praying for one another. And those prayers are answered. You know, we pray the pistol prayer here. I take no credit for that. Pastor came up with that and prayed it for years, put it on a Bible bookmarker. But and he encouraged us to continue to pray it as he continued to. And I see it coming true. I hope that you do as well. I think this recent election, nationally and locally, showed that very thing. But we still have work to do. We're going to pray it. We'll put it on the screen. And again, if you'd like a Bible bookmarker with the pistol prayer and the rifle prayer, if you ask us, we'll be glad to send it to you. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you for the victory. Again, I see that happening. I see people, because God's word is true, and he says when his people cry out to him, he hears and answers. And so we have been crying out to him, and he has been answering. You know, the Bible is full of contrast. The Bible, many times when it teaches, you know, it'll say the way of the world is, or the way of the wicked woman, but you know, the way of strength and dignity. There's a point of contrast that's made, so you can see the difference between black and white, and up and down, and left and right, and sheep and goats, and tares and wheat, and wolves and sheep. And it's so you can see the difference, I think, in God's way, so we can see the difference in God's way and man's way. And so got a couple contrasts that I want to talk to you about this morning. And so I just want you to keep that in mind, the contrast that the Bible puts out, as we look at one side, and then we'll look at, I think, the other. And I think you'll see, because it's all around us in the current events, the things that are happening. A couple quick scriptures here in Ephesians 5. It says, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. Let no one deceive you with empty words. And it's unfortunate, but in the world, there's lots of empty words. There is. But when we go to the Word, when we go to the Scripture, well, those, you know, there's not a syllable, there's not a letter in there that's empty or vain. And one more, 1 Samuel 12:15. But if you disobey the Lord and rebel against his command, then the hand of the Lord will be against you as it was against your fathers. See, again, there's a little microcosm of that comparison, of that contrast. If then, I mean, it's the basis for computer programming right here. If then, and God's word is true. So let's look at some of the if-thens today. You know, it's that time of the year again. Destruction in California. More record wildfires. I don't know if you've seen it. I've looked through the news. I had to dig and dig to pull some of these pictures out. and to get some information on it. More than 100 homes destroyed amid explosive Southern California wildfires. Santa Ana winds, of course, every year. Gusts of 50 to 70 miles an hour created a perfect storm of conditions, leading to rapid fire spread, widespread evacuations. In a matter of hours, the destructive mountain fire in Ventura County consumed more than 20,000 acres. And I think I got another picture, too, there, if you just get a chance to roll through those, Jason. But just and still burning, still barely getting a hold on it, barely getting some lines around it. We see this every year. We see this every year. Well, what did we read? What was the scripture we read? If you disobey the Lord and rebel against his command, then the hand of the Lord will be against you as it was against your fathers. If then, it's right there. And I think that's, I certainly think that's one of the reasons that California continues to have these massively destructive, year after year after year. 20 years ago, Pastor was preaching on the fires in California and pointing this out. See, you can't sin and get by. You can't sin and get by as a person or as a state, as a group of people. You can't. Or as a nation. I think it applies in all ways. Some more economic woes. And again, I want you to be able to see this is how it is now. I think it's going to get better. I'll throw that out there. Worldwide, I guess, secularly. But more woes. Nissan, many people drive Nissans, cutting 9,000 jobs, reducing the CEO's monthly pay in half as they face a severe situation. The CEO, whatever his name is, Makoto Uchito, I don't know if that's how you say it, offered to immediately begin forfeiting half of his monthly compensation. I don't think that's going to bother him too much. Also, locally, furniture and appliance retailer American Freight closing all their stores amid the parent company's bankruptcy filing. And it's not just American Freight. The parent company franchise group also owns pet brands including Pet Supplies Plus and The Vitamin Shop. And those are big. Those are big. Now, we don't have those in Laramie, but, you know, 30,000 people. But those are big across the country, and it's just the latest. I saw this graphic, and or actually put this together, but pulled some of these pictures. This was not hard to find, okay? These pictures here, you know, of course, it's been a year or so. Sears and Sports Authority closing. Bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye. No more. Macy's and Big Lots and Payless Shoes. Here today, gone tomorrow. Retail stores closing at a pace not seen since the pandemic. Now, we talked about this just a couple weeks ago. This is new. This is new from yesterday. Over 6,000 stores already closed in 2024. That puts retail store closures at the fastest pace since 2020, when government shutdowns decimated the retail sector. Excuse me. Store closures up 60% year over year. And not just the ones I showed you the pictures of, but some of the major chains shuttering stores include Walgreens closing over 250 stores, Family Dollar almost 700 stores, Big Lots over 350 stores, LL Flooring, all of them are closing down, plus Conn's, Home Plus, Rue 21, Express, shutting the doors. Well, that's because people aren't buying it anymore. They're just not. And it's not just furniture or just clothing or just flooring. A little bit of everything all across the board. Another couple graphics, couple of scriptures I want to share with you. Proverbs 11:4. I thought this picture showed it good. Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Now, it's talking about a worldly wealth there, right? And trusting in your gold and your silver and your ammo and your 401k or your Roth or whatever it may be. In that day of wrath, those things are worthless. Now, before that day of wrath, I'm not saying don't have them, not at all. But they just have to be right in the proper perspective. And that's not where the faith and the hope and the this is what's going to deliver me. Can't be that attitude. Not with the Christian. See, that's the attitude of the world. Again, we may need those things. And those things in the proper perspective, whether it is gold and silver, ammo, food stores, 401k, Roth, whatever you have. Nothing wrong with those in the proper perspective. Absolutely. But not to have our faith and our just total reliance in them. And then I thought Deuteronomy 8:18 applied as well. Deuteronomy 8:18, again, kind of a contrast here, says, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors, as it is today." And boy, that says a lot. There's a whole lot there. Remember. Reminds me of, you know, Romans 1, where they did not acknowledge God anymore. And God gave them over to the lusts and the horrible things that we have in our society today. Because they did not acknowledge God. We see that throughout the scriptures when we take time to read it. And, you know, I think that is something that we can share with our circle of friends and associates that are lost. That right there in Romans, that is why we have the abominations in the land. The transgenderism, the cross-dressing, the homosexuality, the sin of those natures. New Testament tells us right there in Romans 1, because they did not acknowledge God. But look at the contrast, okay? Because that's how it is today when so many have not acknowledged God. Look at the contrast back in Deuteronomy 8:18. Remember the Lord. Acknowledge Him is another way of saying that. Remember, it's Him. It is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. And it is He that, because He does that, He confirms His covenant that He has made with us. That we will be His people and He will be our God. And that is just missing today. It is. But I think the time is still ripe for people to see that. It was mentioned, I think, Jason, you brought it up, how important the Anglo-Israel message is today. And I know there was a little discussion about it. Well, it's more important to let people know, you know, this and that. And it's, the important thing is Jesus. And it's not that's not the important thing. But if you don't know who you are, if you don't know this covenant, if you don't know who this word is written to, well, it's just words. It's just a book on a shelf. It's, you know, but when it's from Dad, you know, when you read of a will and testament that where somebody leaves their descendants prosperity and health and wealth and blessings, well, that's neat. That's neat. Well, that's a neat little story to read. But when you're the descendants, it puts a whole new perspective on it. So there is a great importance of knowing who we are. Take a break. SFAWBN.com, the network website. Always like to remind you of that. The newswire's there, tons of information there, the broadcast schedule, the archives. You can go and listen and see, you know, last week, last month, last year. And the newswire, current events, breaking news. And if you have those happening in your neck of the woods, you let us know. You can email us. You see the email there, jason@sfaw.org. And you can email there, and we'll do our best to share it with the remnant. And tons of information there. And that network website is for you, okay? It's for you to be able to say, hey, Joe, take a look at this. See what you think. So we thank those of you that support us, that allow us to keep that there and keep it growing. And we encourage you to keep an eye on it. It is growing. Well, let's talk about some of the recent voting. A few things that have happened here in Colorado. Little play on words here that they use, but this was a headline. Colorado voters approve an excise tax on their, and I underline that, their guns and ammo. And I said not on theirs. See, they say they did it, but let's look at the numbers. Just barely over 54% of Colorado voters approved on Tuesday Proposition KK, which contains an excise tax on the in-state sale of guns and ammunition. CBS News reported roughly 1.3 million Colorado voters supported the proposition, while 1.1 million opposed it. The approved tax is 6.5%, which means the price of a $400 firearm will rise $26. The price of a $1,000 firearm will increase by $65 because of the new tax. Now, I can tell you the people that own firearms and ammunition and want to own firearms and ammunition did not vote for this law. Okay, so they didn't approve an excise tax on their gun and ammo. No, they approved it on yours and ours, and that's how it goes. So that is one of the just numbers, you know. And I guarantee you that it was the Denver metro area, the Boulder, the Front Range metro area where the left wing libtards live that voted more taxes on the guns, on the ammo, and not the people out in the country. I can guarantee you that. But that was a pretty close vote. And more. Talk about a little bit. I saw this, the Trump effect, and I put it up. There's hopefully you can read it. I'll read it for you real quick. The EU chief suggests replacing Russian liquid natural gas with American gas imports in preparation for President-elect Donald Trump returning to the White House. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen suggested that the European bloc, will look to replace Russian liquid natural gas imports with supplies from the United States. How about that? 2 days after the election, and Europe is saying, we'll start spending our money with the United States and not with Russia. Because they can, because they know it's coming. How about this one? Trump win crashes China's market. Exports soar as factories scramble to beat tariffs. Markets in China tumbled on Friday, dismayed by a disappointing stimulus package from Beijing and fear that President-elect Donald Trump will restore high tariffs on Chinese exports. That sounds good to me. That's a good thing for the American economy. How about this? The Turkey president, Turkish, whatever, but not a turkey, but, you know, from Turkey, the president of Turkey, Erdogan invites Trump to visit Turkey, hopes Trump will stop the Gaza war. See, because it's impacting them over there pretty hard. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, should have taken foreign language in school, huh? On Thursday, invited President-elect Donald Trump to visit his country and discuss various topics of mutual interest, including the war in Gaza, which Erdogan wants Trump to, quote, stop by applying more pressure against Israel. Now that's what's come out just this week. That's some pretty good international news, better than I've seen in the last 3-4 years. How about some more? How about some local stuff? You know, RFK Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., has kind of been, he's been fighting, but he's been kind of brought to the forefront lately. Let's take a look. I saw these headlines. RFK Jr. promises to get corruption out of government agencies and, quote, make America healthy again. He explained that President Trump has asked him to do 3 things, which he listed as clean up the corruption in our government health agencies, return those agencies to their rich tradition of gold standard evidence-based science. Not, and again, listen to Coffee with the Wranglers yesterday morning. I think Tim brought up a great deal about this peer-reviewed science, which is garbage science. So I encourage you to listen to that. And number 3, make America healthy again by ending the chronic disease epidemic. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has also made waves after previewing some of his plans, such as clearing out the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. There, here's a quote from him. There are entire departments like the nutrition department at FDA that have to go. They're not doing their job, he said in an interview with NBC News the day after Trump's decisive victory, providing a real-world example. He said, they're not protecting our kids. Why do we have Fruit Loops in this country that have 18 or 19 ingredients, and you go to Canada and it's got two or three? And so, see, there again, Lord, let the bales fall down. Let their eyes be open. Let the satanic, the spirits, the spells be broken. How do you think that happens? This is how that happens. You have people that come up and say, hey, wait a minute. The emperor over there has got no clothes on. Can't you see? Can't you see what the FDA is doing? They're killing us. That's how the spells are broken. Is you have people like him or not. Oh, he, you know, lifelong Democrat, the whole family. When he supported Trump, his whole family dumped on him, dumped him. He's like, it's truth. See, there's changes happening, and that's a good thing. That is a good thing. All right, one more, a couple more here. And then a little bit more in recent voting. Following President-elect Donald Trump's landslide victory in the 2024 presidential election, Democratic New York Mayor Eric Adams, New York Mayor Eric Adams announced on Thursday that the city is ending its free debit card program for illegal immigrants in the city's shelters. How about that? Now, that's been going on for four solid years. And now they're ending it. I think that's pretty good. How about a couple more headlines? U.S. stocks soar as Trump's victory is met with early investor enthusiasm. U.S. stocks soared Wednesday in the wake of Donald Trump's sweeping election victory as investors priced in potential gains for a wide range of industries and a near-term boost to economic growth. In early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average surged more than 1,300 points. Now, I don't really follow the Dow, but I listen to NPR every now and then when I'm traveling from the radio ranch down to here, and you'll hear them on there, and they'll say, yeah, the Dow was up a tenth of a half of a third of a percent today, and that just is great economic stimulus, blah, and they just gush over it. It hasn't moved 1,300 points, and I don't know when. Anyway, surged more than 1,300 points, or about 3%, with expectations that a second Trump presidential term will bring major policy changes, including more tax cuts, more deregulation, more mergers and acquisitions, and more domestic crude production. So, for the American economy that we think of the American economy, which is work, right? Work, get paid, contribute to the economy. That is all good news. It really is. Now, again, like I said at the beginning, it's in the secular, right? Well, let's look. We just got a couple minutes left. Let's look at a couple more. I saw this picture, President Trump holding the Bible up. And I think that was from a couple years ago. I couldn't get a date on that, but I thought it applied to put into this last part. So here's a quote from our president. Our country has a savior. And he said, it ain't me. It's somebody a lot higher up than me. He praises the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. America's miraculous founding. That was in a speech from a church pulpit. And then I put beside it this Matthew 12:37. We've talked about that just a couple weeks ago. Same verse, but in a different aspect. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. And so, would you rather have a president of this nation that acknowledges Jesus Christ as the Son of God, acknowledges his death, burial, and resurrection, and the miraculous founding of America, and acknowledges all that, or that says, when you mention Jesus Christ, it tells you you're in the wrong place? I think America made that choice. And then we'll wrap up. Last little story, I think, today. You heard, this is not from the Babylon Bee. This is not from some alternative way out. This was on Fox News. This was on national media. FEMA supervisor who ordered relief workers to avoid homes with Trump flags, is relieved of duty. How about that? Instead of promoted. See, 2 months ago, she'd have been promoted. FEMA official Marnie Washington. You see her picture there? Oh, Marnie. Marnie Washington ordered her staff to avoid assisting homes with Trump flags in their yards following the aftermath of a recent hurricane in Florida. Marnie Washington wanted them to suffer for their support of Donald Trump. A whistleblower came forward with a text message revealing FEMA official Marnie Washington ordered relief workers to purposefully skip over homes in Florida displaying Trump signs in the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. According to internal messages obtained by the Daily Wire, FEMA discriminated against Trump supporters in need of help in the aftermath of that one. And then this one, if you can hit that next one, Jason, it's the actual text message, a picture of it, if you can see it. And it's been highlighted, right? It says, at the top, implement best practices. No one goes anywhere alone. The next one, avoid homes advertising Trump. Now, this is the FEMA national, you know, this is called, what is it? Politicized warfare? Warfare politics? From old Marnie Washington. And see, there again, it shows that the enemy accuses you of what they do. Right? The enemy accuses us of what they do. It is as simple as that. Last scripture this morning, John 15:18. John 15:18, the words of Jesus. He says, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. And other scriptures tell us why it hates us. If you follow me, the world will hate you without a cause, just like it hated Jesus without a cause. And we're living that today. And we see example after example of it. Well, looking at the clock, that's all the time we got this morning. Thank you for joining us. Here we are, November 10th. Stay tuned. We've got a timeless pulpit truth message for you, a brand new message for you coming up after that. So, again, thanks for joining us. God bless, and hope you enjoy this beautiful fall day.
For the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of light who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah. Every stain. Hallelujah.